Losing sleep because of your cat, part one. I'm not sure about you, but I do suffer from sleep deprivation at night, not because I have a pet of any kind, it's just that I wake up to a call to nature and find it difficult to get back to sleep again. I've tried reading, I've tried writing another chapter to a book, I've tried staying up to get a few hours work done so that I could possibly sleep in the morning. None of it works. I still find myself a victim of less than 5 hours sleep most nights. What's more, the more I get into health issues, I realise that that is not a good thing for someone my age, or anyone really, as during sleep time your brain is supposed to be resting and your body is supposed to be healing itself. Therefore, it leaves me wondering, how do people with pets get on when they want to play and go for walks outside and then to be let back in again during the nighttime hours when their owners are themselves settling into a good 8 or 9 hour block of pure rest? I thought I would ask around to friends I have who have cats and ask them if they have possible solutions to this problem, if they have it in their house. Actually, from memory, when we had cats ourselves, only one at a time, as that was all I could handle, I remember our cat Mottle loved our waterbed. She loved to lie right down between us, which was often a problem for me, as I liked to cuddle my husband at night, and especially when he worked late and came home not just tired but very cold to the touch. Of course, he wanted to be by the source of heat in his bed when he was eventually able to climb in. However, when you have a very long, stubborn, sleepy cat between you, then I can assure you that our nights were not often peaceful, calm, and loving towards each other. He loved the cat in our bed, while I did not. And that is the end of part one.